Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, November 27th. We're now in the final hours of Hamas and Israel's four-day truce.
For the first time since 7 weeks, we were able to walk safely in the streets, sleep safely.
That was Youssef Hamash, an aid worker in Gaza, describing what life has been like in the Strip since Friday. For many people there, the pause in fighting has been a chance to bury loved ones, contact family members, and take a much-needed breath. But for some, it's also the first time they've seen the full scale of the destruction caused by Israeli airstrikes, and Hamash says 4 days is not enough. There are signs that both Hamas and Israel are open to extending the truce, which so far has led to the release of dozens of hostages in exchange for Palestinians. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he would, quote, welcome an extension to the pause in fighting, in return for Hamas releasing 10 hostages a day. One of the latest hostages to be freed is 4-year-old American dual citizen Abigail Adan, and President Joe Biden described the horrors she's been through.
Her mom was killed in front of her when her kibbutz was attacked by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. Abigail ran to her dad then, who then was gunned down as well, while using his body to shield little Abigail.
Tensions remain high around the world, amid concerns about rising levels of Islamophobia and anti-Semitism since the Israel-Hamas war erupted. Police are investigating whether the Saturday shooting of 3 Palestinian college students in Vermont was a hate crime. They arrested a man after they searched his home and said 2 of the students are in stable condition, but the third was much more seriously hurt. And Elon Musk is in Israel today, meeting with the country's prime minister and visiting one of the scenes of Hamas's October 7th terror attack. His trip comes just a week after he faced a firestorm of criticism for publicly endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory on his social platform X that Jewish communities push, quote, hatred against whites. That led to a rebuke from the White House and a major exodus of advertisers from the platform. US Central Command says 2 ballistic missiles were fired from Houthi rebel-controlled Yemen toward a US warship early this morning. The USS Mason, a guided missile destroyer, was responding to a distress call from a commercial tanker hijacked by armed attackers. They surrendered when the US destroyer got involved, but hours later, missiles were launched towards the vessel's location without causing any damage. Courts in China will start hearing lawsuits against Malaysia Airlines today over missing flight MH370. It's been nearly 10 years since 239 people on board the flight went missing without a trace when it deviated from its scheduled path from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing and disappeared over the Indian Ocean. Zhang Hui's mother was on the flight, and he hopes this suit could help him find out what happened to her.
We are victims. But it has almost been 10 years, and we have not received an apology or a penny of compensation.
Zhang is one of about 40 Chinese families that have filed lawsuits, and he's suing Malaysia Airlines, its insurer, Boeing, and the manufacturer of the plane's engine. CNN has reached out to all the defendants for comment, and Boeing said its thoughts continue to be with, quote, all who were on MH370 and their families. For tennis star Novak Djokovic, the weekend went from bad to worse. That's next.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's pretty rare for Novak Djokovic to lose a tennis game, so you can imagine how shocked people were yesterday when he lost twice in one day. The men's world number one was beaten in both the singles and doubles in the Davis Cup in Spain, the first time he's lost a singles match in that tournament since 2011. And in one of the games, he reached match point three times, but couldn't seal the deal, meaning Italy took home the trophy. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.